You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With the fourth pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Anthony Richardson, quarterback, Florida.
All right, welcome back. Zach Kiefer with James Boyd. Late night, Thursday night, Friday morning, whatever you want to call it. You guys know why we're here. First round of the NFL Draft has wrapped, and the Indianapolis Colts, for the first time in 11 years, pulled the trigger on a quarterback. Anthony Richardson is the face of this franchise, whether it's this year or in the coming years. A lot to dig into, James. So much intrigue in this guy's talent on the field. We'll work our way through the process and what led the Colts to this moment. But let's just go back to earlier tonight. The draft starts. As expected, Bryce Young goes number one. C.J. Stroud goes number two to Houston. And then things get really interesting with the trade up. I think the Colts had some difficult moments, a little bit of angst when they found out someone was trading up. They considered trading up, but they held back, and it was Houston going to get Will Anderson. Then the Colts exhale. What was going through your mind when you saw that someone was trading up, and was it going to make things pretty difficult for the Colts to get their quarterback?
Yeah, I thought for sure if anyone was trading up, it would be to get Anthony Richardson number three.
I thought so too.
But to see Houston double dip back to back, which is very rare in any draft, especially that high. I think you could probably hear all of the people in the facility tonight, you know, take a deep breath, because at that point we all knew you can get who you want. It just becomes who do you want. And as we've, you know, the local beats have kind of laid out, it always seemed like it was going to be Richardson because of his upside, because his floor is higher than people give him credit for. Because you hired Shane Steichen, who has a track record of working with a variety of quarterbacks, but most notably Jalen Hurts, the highest paid player in the NFL until Lamar Jackson just jumped him a few hours ago. But I think they leave tonight feeling really good about themselves and what they were able to accomplish with, you know, the biggest pick I would imagine in Chris Ballard's tenure.
The most important one, without a doubt. And I walked out of here, out of this room a week ago on Friday afternoon, thinking to myself, he knows what he wants to do. And he said tonight that he knew a month ago it was Richardson, if Richardson was going to be available. They were good with him. What we won't know is if they would have gone with Stroud, if Stroud was available. But they were not in a position to trade up to get Stroud because Houston took him at two, and Houston's not trading with a division rival. And then secondly, the other thing we need to hit on is a lot of national guys were saying it was going to be Levis, Will Levis. Well, they were wrong. The Colts didn't go with Levis, and neither did anybody else in the NFL, which almost backs up what the Colts were thinking and not going with Levis and going with Richardson. So I felt like Ballard was going to buy into the traits, and I felt like what you just said, Shane Steichen was going to buy into the traits and what he can do. And Shane liked your question earlier about that floor because of what he can do running the football. And then he added one thing. He said, don't underestimate this guy's throwing ability. He can spin it. So they worked out Anthony Richardson in Florida, a private workout a couple of weeks ago. They brought him to the facility last week and spent 8 or 9 hours with him. And that's when this decision was really solidified in the Colts' mind. They were very confident with Anthony Richardson. Now there are concerns. One, he's 20 years old. He's out there saying things like, not every quarterback has the physical abilities I have. He's right, but this is going to be a process. But I think I agree with you. This is a win for the Colts tonight. The hype, the hope, the belief that this guy will arrive with changes this franchise instantly.
Absolutely. I think that you hit it right on the head. The Will Levis weight gain continues, and again, you feel validated because no other teams were willing to take a chance on him in the first round. No fault of his own. I'm sure he interviewed well and all those things, but something about
the league. The league's telling him something tonight. Yeah, it's hard. That's hard.
And it's got to be humbling. But for Richardson, he talks the talk. We'll see if he walks the walk. Because, I mean, the first question I asked him tonight was, hey, man, like, what do you think you could bring the team right now versus in the future? And he says, I'm going to bring energy. I'm going to bring hard work. God willing, I'm going to bring a Super Bowl. He had some one-liners tonight that were really good. And I was thinking,
I try not to overplay what guys say on draft night. We have heard some things over the years in this room that just don't make any sense 3 weeks later, 3 months later, 2 years later. So these guys are going through a life-changing moment. It's a big moment for them. It's a huge moment for their family. They're excited. They're emotional. Anthony Richardson was very emotional. I'm good with that. He's excited. It's okay.
The thing I want to point out about that, though, is this is what he's been saying throughout the whole process. Like,
there you go.
That's the difference. Like, you get some
wouldn't
people,
you be cocky if you could like do what he can do?
Oh, I'm not even saying it's a bad thing. I actually enjoy it. I am of the mindset that being humble is for losers, almost in a sense. Like,
so you're on board.
Yeah, I mean, when you're as good as you say you are, you can back it up. Now, he has a long way to go to back it up, obviously.
He better bring that confidence with him when he gets smacked in the face in this league.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want to see after
that's when
you get
humbled.
Teammates
are going to pay attention.
Because it's going to happen. This league is going to make you feel very crappy someday. It's going to make you feel like you're not good at what you've been good at your whole life a lot of days. And as you listen to it, just like I did, Shane Steichen said, you know, we got a long way to go. We got, you know, some stuff we got to work with here. So as high as they are on him, the thing that I really picked up on from Chris Ballard was, you know, we liked what he can be. He didn't say what we like right now today. We don't think that guy is the franchise quarterback right now, but we like that he can become that in the future, which is huge. Because as I asked Anthony Richardson, this franchise has been defined by a quarterback play. You're walking in here. And the expectation is that you're going to carry the torch that Peyton Manning once held, Andrew Luck once held, and now you're being tasked to hold.
It's a big deal. Fourth time in this team's franchise history since they moved to Indianapolis in 1984, they've gone quarterback in round one. The previous three were all number one overall picks. First one didn't work out. Jeff George, the hometown kid, Peyton Manning in 1998 worked out wonderfully. Andrew Luck in 2012. This one feels different. This one feels different because I think it's reflective of Chris Ballard's changing approach. It's not just the failures of the last 2 years, the collapse in 2021, the absolute embarrassment of the entire 2022 campaign. This is a guy that said a couple of years ago, I don't think accuracy can improve that much once you're in the pros. And Anthony Richardson enters with the lowest completion percentage of any first-round quarterback since Jake Locker in 2011. Jake Locker didn't last. 53.8. Worries me. It scares me, and it should scare the Colts. That's a real thing. But by taking him, they're betting on Richardson's ability to improve his mechanics, his footwork. They're also betting on Shane Steichen, and that's what I like the most. You hired this guy. You gave him a six-year contract. You believe in that guy, and what he just did with Jalen Hurts makes you feel really good about that. So my biggest question all along was, is he a dude? Is he a guy you can believe in? Is he a guy you can build your franchise around in terms of character stuff? And they felt really good about that. But James, let's just have fun for a minute. Jonathan Taylor, Anthony Richardson in the same backfield could be fun. That could be fun for this franchise. And frankly, after what you guys watched last year, you kind of deserve it.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be dynamic. I think that you have special traits at those positions because Jonathan Taylor, it might seem like you've forgotten about how good he's been in this league because he was injured last year. I believe he has the fourth most rushing yards since entering the NFL in 2020, and he's still a top five running back in the NFL. I get it. Running back isn't the sexy position anymore, but that guy's special.
He scares defenses.
And if you can, you know, tie his prime with Anthony Richardson's prime, and again, Shane Steichen said it, like your floor gets raised when you can run.
And
you
I know, don't want to discount his ability to throw. It's not like when you're a great running quarterback, your ability to throw gets discounted. And the accuracy concerns are valid, but his deep ball, and Shane Steichen loves him some deep ball. Michael Pittman said last week, like that's going to be a big part of our offense. And that wins in today's NFL, and they haven't been able to scare defenses with that recently. This dude can launch it. And it's not just he can throw it a mile. It's that he can put it on the money. And if you watch the tape specifically, there's some drops and there's some guys not getting open at Florida. So there's some context.
Yeah. And to add even more context, what I was saying, I'm not saying that, oh, he's a great runner, they're just going to run a million times. No, because he can run, the defensive looks you're going to see are not going to be as complicated. They're going to mix things up on you, but you really can't be as complicated when you have a dual threat quarterback back there, because you have to account for basically an extra person.
Putting that fear in the defense, putting that fear in the back of their minds that Jalen Hurts does, that Mahomes does, that Josh Allen does. And that's the other thing is, in an AFC that's loaded with all those quarterbacks I just named, and Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, you got to swing. You got to swing big. You got to go for it. And you're betting on Steichen and you're betting on Richardson. And just listen to these quotes from some of the Colts personnel staff. This is Morocco Brown. He's an alien. Come on, man. That ability and that body, I see a generational talent, something that might not come along but every 50 years. Now, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. But this is Jim Bob Cooter, the new offensive coordinator. In the draft room this spring, some of the shit he can do, very few people on earth can do. We've seen that on the tape. Everybody out there that's watched this guy, you've seen that. You've seen that special on tape. And now, in a way, you're getting this guy a little bit early, right? He's only 20 years old. He's this lump of clay that you can mold. This could be really fun. But on the flip side, there's a lot of pressure on this coaching staff to get this right and to handle this right. So Ballard's talked about this for years. We can draft a quarterback, but we have to draft the right one. If he is the right one, they need to handle this the right way. Is it too early to wonder how many games he'll play in 2023? How many games he'll start?
It sounded like Shane wants to get him out there.
He needs reps.
And he needs it. I mean, and you also can't go through this entire season without playing your number four pick, whoever it was going to be, but you cannot go through the entire season and not play the guy at all.
It's okay if you go 5-12. It really is. Go get another great receiver next year, if you know.
But you have to see him in a live game setting, and I think he needs that, you know. And again, it goes back to, you want him to have success in this league. You want him to go through the fire and be humbled by this league. And those things happen when you're on the field. I don't care how much people hype up mental reps. You know, you'll ask guys about that in practice.
Ain't the same.
It's just not the same, especially at that position. You got to play it. And I'm not saying you do something reckless and throw him out there when he's clearly not ready, but it's not exactly like Gardner Minshew is going to be your franchise guy or someone who, it's different if Richardson had gone to like Seattle, you know, where you have an incumbent quarterback.
When you're a playoff team with a capable quarterback.
Exactly. That's totally different. This is not that. And again, this is why you hired Shane Steichen, and you trust that he can help you develop, you know, the main piece of this thing, because we can talk about all the other picks are going to happen, which we will. We can talk about Shane Steichen, Chris Ballard. Like, it matters how this quarterback looks, and that's going to be the biggest thing to affect everyone else in the building. You know, Michael Pittman Jr., you want to have a great season, that guy who's back there needs to be a guy. You know, you want to be able to bring guys in here, he's got to be a guy. And
he's going to help you get paid, and you're going to help him get paid, and everybody's going to win in this city.
Exactly. And again, he looks and sounds the part. And what I like is, like, there's a unique level of confidence where it's like, hey, this is who I am. Take it or leave it. Be yourself. There's also like the emotional, like, this means so much to me side too. And again, a lot of that emotion is from draft night, seeing your dreams come true. But I think his upbringing, and even something simple like being the kid who grew up in Florida, you went to Florida, you know, it went great from the sense of you get drafted high, but it didn't go great on the field. Maybe that's something we can dig into and kind of learn more about. Like, how did that humble you? Because you didn't come right in and kill. You didn't really kill it last year. You just had flashes of what you could be. And again, if they can pull those flashes out, I mean, you got to steal the draft. And again, they didn't have to give up anything to get him.
And Ballard loves that. He loves
that. Oh, I know he does.
Because he's got a lot of work left, right? We can get into the offensive line, the defensive line, and the receivers and the corners and all that tomorrow and Saturday. But the reality is, this was the biggest draft decision of his tenure. And I want to point out something that I thought that was really fascinating tonight, because we talked about Levis and Richardson for months, right? And comparing the two and what separates them. They're both really good athletes, but Richardson's better. Richardson's a better athlete than any prospect we've probably ever seen at the quarterback position. But this is something Ballard talked about tonight that I thought stood out. It's that pocket presence. That might be the most intangible thing of all. That's not no longer accuracy, you know, the thing you can teach. That's something you can work with mechanics and improve. But Ballard said he went back and watched every snap that Richardson had under pressure this season over and over and over. And he says that's where the poise stood out. And if you watch the tape, you can see that. Like, watch his play against Utah in overtime where he found the guy for the winning touchdown. Like, that's a play that maybe five or six quarterbacks on earth can make. Now, he doesn't do that consistently. Otherwise, he would have gone number one to Carolina. But you see flashes of that. And if you can improve that accuracy, this is a guy that if he would have gone back to Florida, probably goes in the top three next year, if not higher, because there's going to be a couple other great quarterbacks. But I think that sold Ballard, that poise, that instinct, that unteachable quality to make stuff happen that Bryce Young has, frankly, in the pocket. That's a really big selling point for a team, because if that's embedded in him, if that's instinctual, they can work on footwork, which got sloppy. Same with Levis. They can work on accuracy. They can work on touch. But when you have that ball of clay that just has that magical feel on the football field, that's got to be exciting.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.
When you're looking at box scores, it's easy to say, oh, the completion percentage wasn't what it was needed to be. The touchdown to interception, you know, ratio, you know, oh, he had 9 rushing touchdowns, but what did it really look like? Like, you got to watch the film on him. And I'm sure I did not watch nearly as much film as the Colts' scouting department. But again, I think you look at him, his physical tools, it gives you hope, quite honestly, that you can really have someone special. And if he is special, that's the other part of this that we can dive deeper into later on, you know, down the line when we really see him playing. But you need a dude, and a special dude in the AFC specifically, in the league in general. But like, you're not getting through some of these quarterbacks unless you have one who is a guy.
Yeah, like, and they always had the guy. They always had the cheat code who makes everything else easier, right? Like, now you see it with Mahomes, who can be sloppy for 3 quarters but just make magic in the fourth, or Jalen Hurts, right? You can make the argument the Colts outplayed the Eagles for most of that game in November, but what happened at the end? Jalen Hurts happened at the end. And the Colts haven't had that guy. They really haven't had that guy since Luck walked out of the building in 2019. Now the Colts have a chance to have that guy. And you know who's buying into that optimism, and you know who's buying into that hope. The number one guy in the city right now is the owner. And this is a pick that's also reflective of Jim Irsay's preferences. He's wanted a running quarterback for years now. He's wanted his own. He's wanted to draft one high and build the franchise around him. And I guarantee you, Jim Irsay is going to bed tonight a very, very happy man. Probably like 3 or 4 in the morning, because he keeps different hours than the rest of us. But this is a pick that makes Steichen happy and also Irsay.
I think this day is unique in the sense that we saw Lamar Jackson get paid hours before the draft started. And I have to think that in the back of Ballard's mind, Shane Steichen's mind, Irsay's mind, you know, like I said, Hurts got paid, you know, last week, I believe. You're thinking, what if we just got the next one? What if we just got
You don't that know guy? That you didn't.
And that's what's so enticing about it, is he has...
Hope is dangerous in this league,
though. I know, man. Like, but he has the stuff you can't teach, like you said. The physical gifts. I mean, he's in that... And again, I come from covering the NBA. He's in that LeBron, Giannis, like, athletic tier where you're the 1% of the 1%. That's how athletic he is, just from my naked eye. I'm not
it's
a doctor.
It's video game. It's video game like, stuff. It's like, you know, you were created in the lab.
You see that, you know, once or twice. Even like a guy like Russell Westbrook, seeing him in person, and you're like, oh, he's a basketball player, but if he wanted to be a free safety, he could have been that. Like, that's how dynamic he is. And so... You know, I've seen videos of Anthony Richardson dunking from the free throw line, a basketball. And I'm like, that's not normal. People don't do that. Even the most athletic guys in the world don't do that. You know, if you look up in 3 or 4 years and 5 years and you're saying, hey, we got ourselves a guy, someone who can compete with Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and others in this league, you'll be very proud of yourself. And I look at it like this too. If it doesn't work out, which I'm sure Colts fans don't want to hear right now, but if it doesn't, I respect them taking a swing on it.
You think about it, and we just talked about this in the media room, you weren't able to get Young or Stroud. And if it was between Richardson and Levis, clearly the league backed up your thinking. Clearly the league is on the same page. 31 teams passed on Will Levis, which isn't the point of this podcast, but the Colts were not alone in their thinking. And if they didn't take Richardson, someone else was going to take him in the top 10. And you got to take the swing. This is a defining moment for Chris Ballard. He was cool and confident last Friday, and he seemed to shoot down the notion that they were locked in on one particular player. I thought it was Will Levis he was talking about. Proved accurate. But you're right. It's okay for Colts fans to have hope right now. It's okay to believe, because you have a player that's possibly never been seen in the league coming to town. And if Shane Steichen's as good as we think he could be as a quarterback whisperer, this could be fun. And the Colts could be winning in different ways down the line. I always thought, you know, the quarterback I covered for the most time on this beat was Andrew Luck. I always thought he could slide over and play tight end tomorrow. Andrew Luck was an amazing athlete. He had the same numbers as Cam Newton at the combine. Richardson's different. Richardson's in a different level. And he's going to make things easier for everybody on the offense. He's going to make the offensive lines life easier. He's going to make Michael Pittman's life easier. He's certainly going to make JT's life easier. And most of all, he's going to make Shane Steichen's job as a play caller a little bit easier simply because of the threat. He had 6 runs of 45 yards or longer last year. He had 39 missed tackles, which was the 4th most in FBS. He's a quarterback, not a running back. So if he can uptick that accuracy and start to win in the pocket a medium amount, he's just going to scare teams with that running ability, and it's going to be fun. And he's the face of the new era in a lot of ways, in terms of that's where the game is going and what this guy can do. And I don't know where the ceiling is, but if he gets close to the ceiling, the Colts could be players again pretty soon.
Yeah, I thought that was a great point that you touched on, because of it being a new chapter for this franchise. But like, he's not like the previous guys. He's his own mold. You're in a league now that's different. I mean, I did a story during the season in 2022 where the amount of first down runs that are picked up by quarterbacks like last year compared to like 10 years ago has jumped, you know, on average, I believe, by like 10. You know, it, like, teams do it so much more often.
What'd you write after the game in New York after Daniel Jones whooped him? That's Daniel Jones.
I was like, the Colts are looking at the future, and they have the future right now. And I'm excited to see him in person. And again, it's almost like you have to temper your own expectations as a writer, because everything he does now really can't be critiqued the right way, because it's not a real game. And I know that sounds like a cop-out, but I mean, I'm going to be here every single day, obviously, for camp. Mini camp.
Training camp will be really valuable for him. I understand that preseason games will be more important than regular season games to another degree, but those reps against NFL defenses will be different. The windows are tighter. The defenses are better. You know, the corners are on their guys a lot tighter. Like, it's going to be different. But
and for as athletic as you are, you're still facing the best athletes in the world. So, you know, you might not be able to scramble and do the things that you did before. And I'm not saying you're not going to show flashes of that same type of skill, but as you know, like, you're a dude, the league is full of dudes as well. I mean, you're going to have to face Aaron Donald at some point. You're going to have to face, you know, other, you know, running, linebackers like Raquan Smith in the future, and think players like that. And so I'm excited about it. I'm excited to cover it, because I think that it's really cool. And you had that opportunity where you get to see someone come in and then see it from the start. Like, how is it when it's at its infancy to wherever it goes, good or bad, ugly or sexy? We'll find out soon enough. But
it's fun to ride the story and see where it goes, because that's the fun part about sports. You don't know what's going to happen. Asked about playing early, Anthony Richardson tonight, sounding like a 20-year-old. Honestly, I'm going to be ready as fast as I can. I know I want to be ready for the preseason. Try to be ready for the first game. I mean, they picked me this high for a reason. They did. But he won't be making that decision. I don't think he'll be starting week one. I would lean Gardner Minshew. But again, it's April 28th. We'll see how things go. But I think if we take one more look at this, this is a signature night for this franchise moving forward. This is the night that they've really been waiting for since August of 2019 when Luck walked out the door, and they've been going through this revolving door, trying to find short-term stopgaps, convincing themselves they were closer than they actually were. The last 2 years told them they weren't. The last 2 years told them they needed to do what they did tonight, take a swing on a quarterback. And they got to thank the Texans for whooping them in that last game and that last drive that vaulted them up two spots, I think, in the draft from 6 to 4. I don't know if you're getting Richardson at six, but it doesn't matter. Thank you to Davis Mills. The Colts have their next quarterback in Anthony Richardson. And it just feels, James, like this is a different franchise Friday morning. It just feels completely different.
I guess the last point I'll make is this upcoming season, you got Houston twice. Obviously, they're in your division. You're going to see potentially, I believe, in at least one of those matchups, Richardson versus Stroud.
Oh, that's going to be for years to come.
If it all works out the way it's supposed to, yes. And then, you know, you got the Colts going to Carolina. Bryce Young, number one pick. And I think it'll be cool to analyze, obviously, the development of Anthony Richardson, which will be the top priority for all of us on the beat. But the parallels of his career and the other guys. I mean, Bob Kravitz had a great story that came out today. Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning, 1 and 2, 25 years ago. How'd it turn out? I'm not saying it's going to be like that for any of these guys, but I'm just saying.
Couldn't have been more different.
Yeah, there's going to be.
Everybody likes their draft picks on draft night.
Yeah, but it's going to be some divergence. It's going to be some success, some failure.
I think it's about 38% of first round picks earn a second contract that are quarterbacks. 38, that's like less than half. So, and there were four that went, just three tonight?
Yep.
Richardson? Okay, so three in the first four picks and then nothing after that. But they did it. Chris Ballard did it. He said, damn right, I'm excited. So, you know, they got the monkey off his chest. He went out and he spent a first-round pick on a quarterback, and we'll see. It's going to be a long road. Ballard said, look, he's not going to be Superman right away. I think we'll see flashes of it in camp and Westfield. We'll see flashes of it maybe next season. But this is going to be a long progress, and we'll see. But it definitely feels like this was a defining moment for his tenure as the GM, 7 years running for this franchise. And I think the fan base is excited out there, and it should be, because this guy could do amazing things, and it's going to be interesting either way what happens. But they did it, the fourth pick. And the best part, James, is nobody can ask us what they're going to do with the quarterback anymore because they drafted one.
I know. Now the question
you're going to miss
becomes,
all the questions?
No, I'm not. But now the question becomes, will Anthony Richardson recognize me? From
you want to refresh everyone's memory? This is great for your story.
Gosh. Might as
for
well you,
for the book one day, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having fun with it. I tweeted out a GIF or something when it first came out that their Colts were going to take him. I think it's going to be funny to possibly, you know, run into him again. I know I'll see him again, but if he recognizes that moment, not even me, just the moment when I bring it back up, that'll be pretty funny. I got to ask tonight, like, hey, did you like tell him like you were the guy? Like, no, it's a little weird. They're doing it during Zoom. But I'll remind him that I was the guy who, you know, more or less.
He called you his guy. I think he said, my guy over here thinks I'm a project. This was at the combine. So,
oh, that project word was definitely something that stung him a little bit. But I do think, jokes aside, there is a ball of clay there that has to be molded. I don't think the player that he is right now is why they drafted him, which is completely different than obviously when Andrew Luck came in. Everyone knew right then he's good right now. Anthony Richardson has all the upside in the world. He was drafted because of what he could become, like Chris Ballard said. And I'm excited to see it. And obviously to see a 20-year-old be handed the keys to this franchise in this city with this pressure. But he said pressures makes legends, and he wants to be one.
He said, I had pressure all my life. Well, it's going to amp up pretty soon. And I don't know if he's going to be the week one guy. It's not going to be like that, but everybody knows where this is going to end. It's going to end with him getting his chance to be the guy for the foreseeable future. And he's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of fun with this kid. He's going to be different, and he's going to be special. And we'll see if he's got the stuff to last. But it does feel like a different franchise today, waking up on Friday morning when you listen to this, than it did on Thursday morning. No more questions. They got their guy. Now it's about taking the right steps to get him to where he needs to be this season and for maybe 10 years down the line. But Anthony Richardson, that's the answer to all the questions, months of speculation and rumors and smoke screens. The Colts go with the Florida quarterback at number 4. And we will be back all weekend on The Athletic with a ton of coverage coming your way. There are more picks, believe it or not. But this was the big one, and the Colts pulled the trigger, and it's going to be fun to watch his career develop here in Indy. So for James Boyd, this is Zach Kiefer. Thanks for listening, and we will catch up with you guys next week.